A lot of clients ask, what are the types of consequences that can come from a cyber attack for a business? Well, here's a really good example. The Federal Trade Commission, who normally enforces and regulates these, is taking action against a company for failing to secure data and to notify customers after the breach. So what happens is anytime you have a cyber attack or ransomware or some other type of data exfiltration, you have consequences that are at the regulatory level. Beyond just the money, the government at the state level, at the federal level, will have regulations that you need to comply with. You have to notify consumers. Maybe you have to purchase identity protection for them. Maybe you have to do some other type of fines or penalties. Most importantly, if they find that you failed to adequately secure the data in advance, you didn't have monitoring, you didn't have the proper procedures or insurance, they're gonna come in after the fact and cause consequences for your company. So whether you're a large company or small company, the rules are the same, and the after event consequences can happen many, many years after the fact, and the penalties can be pretty high. How high? Well, let's take a look. According to the article, the violation for each order may result in a penalty of $50,000, and they can multiply that times the number of customer records that were breached. So be aware the penalties can be very draconian. You don't want to be in a place where you have very large consequences, regulatory or financial, and have no backup for it.